15 students stroll into a cavernous music room joined by 5 teachers. This is the community learning class in Harrisonburg High School's Fine Arts Academy.
Yeah, I'm definitely planning on going into the arts as a career, maybe media, videography, photography, painting.
The only thing that I know for certain is that I want to write.
And I plan on majoring in oboe performance, which is the instrument I'm in. So
that was sophomores Piper Satva and Zoe Fox and junior Laura Ruppel. Study after study supports the value of fine arts education in our schools. A 2013 study cited by the Kennedy Center reports that arts education results in increased student learning, the development of skills in critical thinking, creativity, and communication, and a better understanding of cross-cultural issues, collaboration, community awareness, and civic engagement. Now, you might think that the need for a creative American workforce would make courses in creativity and critical thinking a national priority. In fact, school districts in Virginia have spent the past few years dealing with cuts in both state and local funding for courses that are not required for graduation. Courses such as instrumental and vocal music, visual arts, and theater classes. Harrisonburg Public Schools chose to embrace the arts and created a high school fine arts academy. For Dr. Scott Kisner, superintendent of city schools, this was not a hard sell.
That budgets are always a challenge, but budgets have to align with your belief system, and it has to align with your mission. And our mission is, in the simplest terms, is excellence and equity.
In 2012, Fine Arts Director J.R. Snow visited exemplar programs in Colorado, Texas, New Jersey, and here in the Commonwealth in Fairfax and Virginia Beach. Then he assembled the high school teachers in chorus, visual arts, drama, and creative writing. Their combined creativity is what kick-started the program into what it has become and how it continues to change.
We thought that our jobs already were to make the best artists that we could. And over the years, we've been placing children into programs all over the country at the high level performance level. And, you know, our alumni are all over the board, you know, whether they're in New York performing on stage or they're teaching the music or they are, or they're artists in their own right.
Students apply to the academy in 8th or 9th grade. But do students really have a good sense of their futures at such an early age?
That's part of our soul from an early space. I think a child is drawn towards that and towards the program because they feel that. They may not have a clue what they want to do with it, but they feel that.
The faculty are more than willing to take a chance on students who may not have had the opportunity to develop skills through lessons and classes. Some, though clearly not all of the students, will go on to careers in the arts.
The workforce, the job force in any market is looking for somebody who can solve problems, is looking for somebody who can think creatively, not just bubble in the answers. And that's what we're trying to do, is allow the child to really, really think for themselves, have autonomy, create things.
The Academy faculty agree that they've never worked so hard and never enjoyed teaching more. For WMRA News, I'm Margie Greenfield.